But there's still plenty to talk about in the weather. And let's bring in the man looking far and wide, north and south, east and west, up and down for snow, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody. And if New York City does not get a tenth of an inch of snow by Monday, it will break the all-time record for the most amount of days of no snow in New York City.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing what's going on this year.
Yeah, I think so. And it does not look like they're going to get a tenth of an inch of snow. So that record's going to be broken. And for us, what can I say? A partly cloudy, breezy day, not as windy as yesterday. Highs 35 to 40. And continue to partly cloudy tonight, 25 to 30. We'll have some sun on Saturday, 40 to 45. Cloudy Sunday with some late showers, should be rain showers, 40 to 45. And any showers early Monday will give way to some sun with a high right around 40. So not a bad weekend. I know this is not the big weekend. It's next weekend, but it's still a little too early to call the shots on that.
Well, you know, I was just mentioning about 30 minutes ago when I woke up this morning and I got out of bed. It must be very dry out there. There must not be a lot of moisture in the air, because my knees felt like 20% better just by getting out of bed. It's not temperature-wise. The temperature, you know, is still like 24, 25. But my knees reacted much better, and there was no wind this morning. So that's my medical report on how the winter of no winter is affecting my knees.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm very lucky that it's been a mild winter so far.
Yeah, because that would have caused more stress on your part, that's for sure.
More stress, and the way I deal with, if we ever get this year 12 or 14 inches of snow, I'll do the show from my home studio. I mean, we'll include everybody in it, but I'll just do it from my home studio. But I'm just not going to take a chance. But so far, knock on wood, I haven't had to worry about that.
Right.
I haven't had to worry about that.
And you just kind of wonder at this point, will you for the rest of the winter? And I'm going to have to say...
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I mentioned... Remember when we had that October surprise, that 40 inches of snow that winter?
Yeah.
And we were out without power for 10 days?
Right.
Well, the rest of that winter, we got very little snow. Very little snow. But that was offset by that one big storm.
Right.
And so I agree with you. I just think that the way weather works and Mother Nature works is there's a balance.
Strange.
Yeah, there's a balance that takes place. There really is. So
Always, yeah. And again, it's just a matter of when, you know. But, you know, next week, I think next week will be a little more interesting than the past couple of weeks as far as winter storms go. Right now, it looks like there may be one during the middle part of next week, but that looks like it'll stay just to our south. And then the question is, will there be another one trying to come up next weekend? I just don't know. Just don't know.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. But like I said, we don't have to worry about next weekend because the capacity to make snow at the ski jumps is amazing. So it will be a full weekend of ski jumping, and also the snowball will return, and then we'll have ski jumping on Friday and Saturday nights, and Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon as well. So we don't have to worry about that, because they can make snow. And like I said, they carried off the ski jumps, was it last year or the year before, where one day it was 60-some degrees. And they just moved the jumps to the next day where it turned to 30. They had enough snow stockpiled where, you know, these jumpers were practicing in 60-degree weather. 60-degree weather, imagine that.
Jeez. Yeah, well, you know, we often tell you the extremes are now the norm, and that really is the name of the game. So Onward and upward with the weather. As I told you, with the Lake Association, they did vote on having the dance and the picnic. But the officers suggested or recommended that we have the dance in June. And we said, we're just too busy. We want to have it in September. So far, 3 out of the 7 officers responded and said, no problem. So all we really need is one more officer to say no problem, and it'll be in September, and that'll give us some breathing room so that when we get up there, we could do what we have to do to our cabin, since there's been an addition put on, and there's still a lot more work to be done, and they're probably not going to get to that until the spring.
Yeah, but at least you got that to look forward to, you know?
I agree. I totally agree.
I mean,
agree
it's a pain in the rear end whenever you're doing work, whether it's your house or whether it's your vacation house or your vacation cabin. There's always the ups and downs about doing it, and there's always the problems. But it's something you look forward to, and once it's done, you got to enjoy from then that point on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. So that is definitely the way I'm looking at it. And hey. It is what it is, right, Marshall? You can't change anything. You just have to go along with it.
Yeah. No, and I'm I've been watching movies on TV. Nothing truly spectacular. The Dominion, Jurassic Park Dominion, is coming online. So I'll probably watch that, even though it wasn't a great movie. It's got some exciting parts in it. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I saw that movie. Yeah, it was good. A lot of action, but you know,
it was okay.
As usual, the plot is not great.
And also, by this point, it's like that movie Freddy. You know,
the skirt.
There's been so much killing leading up to this movie, and it's no longer shocking anymore.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah,
it's no longer shocking.
Right. Right, that's what happens. Yeah. It gets played out.
Yeah. So, but I do like the Jurassic Park movies, just simply because it's kind of wild seeing the dinosaurs.
Yeah, it is, and you know, you often wonder, you know, can they actually do that? Can they take DNA from old dinosaurs and bring it back?
Well,
interesting.
Well, let me put it this way: science fiction movies for years have been talking about the core of the Earth stopping spinning.
Right.
And look at the stories that have come out that it hasn't quite stopped, but it's slowed down.
Yeah, right.
I said to myself, well, I hope that some of the things that happen in all these science fiction movies don't happen now, because I don't want to have to deal with that on top of everything else.
Yeah, really. I hear you. There's enough going on right now. We don't need that.
No. All right. Well, let's go into this forecast, which will take us into Monday.
And it's just partly cloudy today and tonight. 35 to 40 today, 25 to 30 tonight. Some sun, 40 to 45 Saturday. Late showers Sunday, 40 to 45. Showers, then some sun, and 40 on Monday.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
You do the same. Be safe. And see you Monday.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.